The Red Cross says up to 2.5 million people have now been affected by Pakistan's worst flooding in 80 years. The death toll from the disaster has climbed to 1,500 and is expected to increase. Many stranded civilians don't have food or clean drinking water. South Asia correspondent Sally Sara reports from the Pakistani province of Punjab.
This time last week, this was a road. Now only boats can cross here. Swirling brown floodwaters are pouring from the rivers into the farmland of parts of Punjab. Thousands of people are trying to make it to higher ground. The army has been issuing warnings urging people to pack up their possessions and go. Major Farooq Feroz says it's some of the worst flooding people have ever experienced.
People are saying that in past we had never seen such type of flood because people, as per people, say that they have never seen such type of flood in their whole life.
Just outside the city of Multan, overcrowded boats are bringing people to safety. Families, livestock, motorbikes and bicycles are unloaded at the water's edge. Local civil defence workers have only 4 boats to help up to 10,000 people, so private ferry operators are lending a hand. Haji Mushtaq Ahmed from the Multan Civil Defence says the flooding is much worse than previous events in the 1990s.
93? 97 and 93. The loss of people's ladies and gents, the children, many people.
It was very bad.
Very bad.
This time it's even worse. Transport and communication lines have been cut by floodwaters in the northwest of the country. Tens of thousands of people have been without adequate shelter, food or clean drinking water for the past 5 days. Health workers have confirmed several cases of cholera in the Swat Valley and many more of diarrhoea. Ironically, despite the floodwaters, some people are suffering from dehydration. In some parts of the country, flood victims have protested against the government's response to the crisis. Some Islamist charities have stepped in, providing help to those in need, especially in areas where the insurgency is strong. This man says people are praying to God because there hasn't been enough help from the government. Foreign donors are offering emergency aid, but it's yet to reach some of the most vulnerable victims. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has expressed his sadness at the scale of the disaster. Emergency workers are now monitoring river levels across Pakistan and waiting for many to reach their peaks. This is Sally Sara reporting from Punjab for AM.